Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This week, we're talking about the fastest Golf ever made and Honda's plans to restore old NSXs. Plus, a flooded McLaren P1 chases a speed record, why Land Rover is putting the Defender through a gauntlet of challenges, and why Ford is recalling almost every single Mach-E. But first, a guy that hated his supercar so much he fed it to a giant metal dinosaur. You know this could only be the Big Three. Welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Nolan Sykes. This is the only auto news show you need to listen to. I'm joined, as always, by Joe Weber.
Don't listen to any rumors you heard about me, okay? Yeah, they're not true.
And
unless they're good, then they're true.
And Bart Bidlingmeyer, rocking the Feel suspension t-shirt.
Yeah, Odie gears.
Shout out Odie Buck Cheese. Mm-hmm.
Did you move that closer?
I did move it closer. Okay. I like to feel close to the plants.
Yeah. Breathing in all that good air.
Yeah. That plastic air. Yeah. We have a plant in my living room, a plastic plant, and one side of it is completely, has tons of holes on all the leaves because the cat will jump up there, chomp on it at night. That's like his thing.
His pastime,
one of his hobbies.
His cats need microplastics too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tristan told me that chewing gum is one of the biggest sources of microplastics.
It did come out.
Did it?
Yeah.
I chew gum every single day, dude.
Really?
I love gum.
Isn't it latex, though?
I don't care. I do swallow gum pretty often.
If you chew just wheat kernels, like from the field, then you release the gluten and it creates, you make like your own chewing gum.
Wheat flavored chewing gum?
The archetype of like a farmer with a little wheat stalk coming out of his mouth. That's what that's from, I assume.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you're running the combine, you just take a handful of wheat and just start chewing
it.
By the time you've harvested, you've got a nice big
glob of glue in your mouth for the rest of the day. Glob of goo.
All right. Let's get into our first story here. The owner of an SSC Ultimate Aero is so fed up with the car that he's donated it to a racetrack with one condition: they have to destroy it. Over the weekend, this Bugatti-killing hypercar was crushed by a monster truck in Washington State. You guys see this?
I would have been like, yeah, sure, I agree to those conditions, and then I would make a like Honda Accord look like.
Just show a car on fire?
Yeah.
Be like, we did it.
We got it done. Yep. Just for some context here, SSC, they've made a few different cars over the years here. The Ultimate Aero, the Tuatara?
Tuatara was the one that was embroiled in controversy.
Yes.
They said that they hit 301 miles per hour
or
something
331
like that.
And then 301, and then it was really like
wasn't there like a bunch of GPS analysis?
Yeah, and there was like a bunch of videos that came out about it. We actually made one back in like, it was like 2021 or something.
2021.
Like that. It was during quarantine. This is not that car.
A record holder, right?
This car did set a record, but it wasn't like SSC's like top record.
Yeah.
But it was technically a record setting car. But apparently the owner so fed up with the build quality and everything, it sounds like, that got rid of it.
Everything, unfortunately, everything I read was like a rehashing and just said he's so fed up with the car.
Yeah.
Like nobody's giving the details of or I don't know what the details are of exactly what.
See, this is how cynical I am now. It's like, I'm immediately go to like, what's really going on?
I know.
Here? What kind of scam is this?
Is he using it to promote his like Bitcoin or?
Yeah. SSC coin.
NFT coin.
Ultimate Aero coin. Octua coin.
Yeah, SSC, they're a little bit shady.
Well, that whole record controversy really, I think, soiled
their pants.
Name a little bit.
Oh.
Or their pants, yes.
SSC stands for Shelby Super something, but it's not related to Carol Shelby. It's Jared Shelby.
That's right. That in itself, a little weird. Just call it JSC for Jared Supercar.
Jared Supercar. That's like, well, then people would be like, oh, so Jared guy. Jules?
Yeah. You went to Jared. Then there's Jared Fogel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sandwich guy.
That's what
that's
he's,
all
known,
he's
for.
Known for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I started eating like $5 footlongs in an attempt to lose weight like 20 years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, but I was ordering the veggie ones and I would just get a ton of mayonnaise on it to make the veggies taste good. And it was not working.
No, it's a lot of carbs.
I like kind of stopped drinking. Kind of. I say kind of because everyone, you know,
you've
now
cut
and
back.
I've heavily cut back.
That's like every other day.
Well, I mean, I would drink like a beer or two a day. And then on the weekends, if we went out, like a couple cocktails, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So it's good to save money. But anyway, I thought I would like lose a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Because that's worked in the past. Mm-hmm. But I actually got fatter after stopping drinking.
Because you're drinking Shirley Temples more? Instead.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's just
my
right
sister
with
says
sugar.
It's probably the cortisol from all the stress that I've been under.
Oh. Yeah.
So maybe.
Are you doing anything for self-care?
What stress?
Yeah.
Just to do everything.
Just waking up.
Pretty much.
Just where do I start? Wow. Yeah. Waking up, going to bed, everything in between.
This job's incredibly stressful.
I know.
Are you joking?
But you have to find ways of releasing it.
It just doesn't work.
No thanks.
No thanks. I like to hold on to
it.
It
is my burden to bear, and I will continue to do so.
What do you do when you get home? You crack a beer?
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
Well,
that's why I'm so stressed. That's why I'm so freaking stressed right now.
What do I do when I get home? I get home.
I change from my work shoes into my house shoes. I take off my jacket and I put on a sweater.
No,
I take my tie off.
My routine is probably
not
that
goldfish.
Great. I like get home. I go on my phone for like 20 minutes. And then like, you know, Chloe and I will like make dinner. We'll eat dinner, watch like something on TV. Like we're really big into King of the Hill right now. And then I'll go play my guitar for like 20 minutes. Then I'll peruse the internet and then go on my phone.
Do you play the King of the Hill theme song?
No. I probably could learn that, though. Yeah. I've been trying to learn Them Bones by Alice in Chains. Mm. It's not as hard as you think it would be.
There's a lot of power chords, as I recall, right?
Yeah.
It's just you, yeah.
That seems like a lot of different stress relief.
Not really. Things. It's mostly screen-based, though.
But I'm so bad at guitar, it's so frustrating.
Everything
I do in my life is frustrating.
It's like you're living... Yeah. It is. Anyway.
Back to the stressful situation of this SSC.
Getting crushed.
Arrow getting crushed.
Stressful.
I think it's kind of lame to donate it with this expectation of like, you must crush it. Because it's still like a super car.
Yeah.
And you're giving it to people that
it's like,
can't
if you're
afford
so,
it.
If you're so frustrated with it, you just give it to somebody who wouldn't be frustrated with it.
Give it to a high like school auto shop class, perhaps. Yep.
There
so
you go.
Learn how to work on stuff.
I think it's the most like rich guy thing to do. And be like, I'm making a statement that SSC can hear loud and clear because Carzilla is going to eat it.
Yeah, that's ultimately what it is. I don't know. It's getting people talking about it. We're talking about it.
Carzilla's got to eat. What are you gonna do?
I mean, it is a reptile, so it doesn't have to eat that often, but when it does eat, it does eat a lot, and then it goes back into like a hibernation kind of stasis
till the next town.
I love that the Carzilla has to heat up his food before he eats.
That's
it
true too.
Yeah. And he comes equipped with those
toasty
tools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Golf has turned 50, and to celebrate, Volkswagen is launching the fastest production Golf ever made. It's called the GTI Edition 50. And at first glance, it seems very similar to other Mark 8 GTIs, apart from some special decals and the red accents on the wheels. But under the hood, it's a completely different story. It's got a 2-liter turbo 4-cylinder EA888. It's in the engine. EA888 engine, which is receiving a huge power bump, now makes 321 horsepower.
SCTR territory.
Lot, and 310 foot-pounds of torque. Wow, that's up from 241 horsepower and 273 foot-pounds. So,
damn,
I mean,
80 horsepower bump. That's crazy.
Only 7 fewer horsepower than the Golf R. That's insane. Not only is it almost as powerful as the Golf R, but it's 300 pounds lighter since it doesn't have the R's all-wheel drive system. So I'm willing to bet that it's probably faster at the top end.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I got to drive the Type R or the Golf Type R, right? Or Golf R. Excuse me, not Type R, Golf R on the Autobahn, hit 174 miles an hour, wow. I think. It was so fun. That thing is a spaceship.
Yeah.
But it feels very heavy, that car. Okay. Compared to like some of the other, I got to drive all the Golfs.
Yeah.
And compared to like, obviously, like the earlier Golfs, but even like this Mark 7 and Mark 6, those still felt like peppy and like mm-hmm. light on its on their I feet. See. But then the R feels very planted, feels very like Audi, like a, just a brick.
That's know? What I was going to say. It's probably like it's very similar to the A3 with Quattro.
I mean, that makes sense. That would feel like an Audi because, I mean, at that point, basically is like it's the most expensive Golf.
Yeah.
And you might as well. I mean, it's like near the same, maybe not near. It's like cheaper than a RS3, obviously, but still similar performance capabilities. I think I'll get the RS3 though if I had a choice.
So you still have RS3, your Audi?
So it's like, yeah, it just
you didn't get the operation to have it go inside.
God damn it. God damn it, Bart.
Audi belly button.
Oh, I got it. What's up with your A3?
It well, I lent it to my dad for the week, and I was like, he's probably not going to break it. And then I got it back yesterday, and I turned it on.
He did all these mods. Dad.
He put a single din in. I had a double din. No, it just, it says, like, electrical malfunction. Mm. Please service right away.
Your dad was taking it in the L.A. River, probably, doing some urban overlanding. Dad.
I said, Dad, if you do urban overlanding again one more time,
that sucks.
Never learns.
So I Steph from the main channel is a certified Audi master technician, mm-hmm. and so I was like, Steph, what the hell does this mean? And she was like, do you have the hybrid version? I said yes, and she said, it could be the rechargeable battery. So,
oh, that's fun.
I know. So I don't know what kind of price point I'm looking at for repairs, but it's been a really good car up until now. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with it. So
it's one of those stupid repairs where it's like, I can't sell it until I do the repair anyway. Yeah. So
did you buy that thing?
Yeah. I think I have like 8 more months on the,
it was a 30 year, right?
30 year loan. Yeah. Fannie Mae. I took a
86 bucks for 30 years. Yep.
86 bucks a month.
I think I told this story a while ago, but I took it up to Newcomb's Ranch with Jerry was driving high WRX. We drove up there. And I was like, great, Jerry's gonna get all the attention for this. Mm-hmm. I can just sit back. And then all these weird nerds came up and they were like, what is this? An A3? Is it a hybrid? And this kid was just like, I was like, I don't want it. This is my like commuter car. It's not anything
I'm
special.
I'm not here for what you're here for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was like, this guy was like, oh, so it's basically just a heavy GTI. And I was like, yeah, dude, get away from my car. Go look at that Alpine over in the corner or whatever.
Yeah. I've been that guy. Pretty sure.
It was like poking holes and like, why are you talking to me?
It's okay. You're like, I'm assuming he was a younger guy. You're at a car meet and you're like, you really want to prove that you like, you know, things about things.
Yeah.
You know, but you come off like a jerk in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a Golf, huh?
Well, it's a heavy GTI then.
It's a heavy GTI then.
Sorry. That's what it is.
Anyway, let's move on from this. Back to this Golf. The weight advantage and added power helped the Edition 50 claim the Nürburgring record for all production Golfs with a time of 7 minutes 46 seconds, which is a little more than a second off the newest Civic Type R's time.
So wow. The CTR is a good analog for that then. That's, I wonder what the price point is. I would imagine this is probably more expensive than the CTR. It's also a very special edition of it. It's the 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty proud of it on the website. It's like,
oh yeah,
all heritage and driving shots.
Between this and the Type R, though, I think I'm still going Type R.
I'll get this in a heartbeat. Yeah. So yeah, this is not gonna be optioned with a manual. So that would set me over to get.
I don't know. The CTR. PDK is pretty good though.
Yeah,
it's so responsive. DSG. Sorry. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, DSG. And then you get that little DSG fart when it shifts. Yeah.
Yeah. It is such a good fart.
Yeah.
Dude, farts over burbles any day.
Yeah.
A guy, I was like on a street that was maybe 200 feet long. You know, it was like a side street.
Uh-huh.
And this dude in a Beamer just took the corner so fast and just like revved the shit out of his car only to hear the burbles. And I was like, what a crazy existence. Just like, you never get sick of that. No. But everyone else is already sick of it.
Oh, yeah. It must be so nice just to be like that.
Yeah. To just not be aware of any of your surroundings at all.
Pretty into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet he has a lot of hobbies after work.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now back to the show.
Honda has plans to get more of the iconic first-gen NSXs back on the road. Last week, they announced they'd be restarting manufacturing for parts for the Supercar Killing Classic and their own restoration service for these cars as well.
I love this.
This is pretty cool. This follows similar services from Toyota and Nissan, who recently began making new parts for Supras and Skyline GTRs. Honda plans on using modern and advanced techniques to make the new OEM parts, including 3D printing. Honda has had a, quote, refresh program for the NSX since 1993, but it's being scrapped in favor of a new one to take advantage of the newly manufactured parts. This restoration service will offer everything from engine rebuilds to fresh coats of paint. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I mean, you can say, like, yeah, it's not original paint, but Honda...
But it's factory.
It's factory paint.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I think it's really smart at this point in late stage capitalism when
product a little bit.
Yeah. No one is, like the enthusiasts are not buying new cars. And the aftermarket is huge. So they're capitalizing on that. And it is just like some cars, it's so hard to find old parts for,
really, like, especially real OEM. Like an NSX, right?
Yes,
like, that's a rare.
Yeah,
it's not like GM, right?
It's not like a Corvette.
Yeah,
it's not even like a Civic,
right?
You know,
like how many titanium shift knobs from the factory are on eBay?
Not many, I would assume.
Not many.
I mean, you could still buy a lot of OEM parts for Civics, but I think this is kind of, this whole movement is kind of like a cool way for people to kind of like, or for the auto industry overall to kind of like redefine what it is. I think there's such like a perception of like, okay, you buy a new car and hopefully the manufacturer supports it for 10 years or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it would be cooler for more companies to like treat or support their products for
ever.
Years.
Forever.
I mean, that would be cool though.
Yeah.
You know, and with newer technologies like 3D printing where you can manufacture bespoke parts. You don't have to have an entire injection molding set up for plastic parts. You can just like print them out of like a ABS like material. Even metal 3D printing too is possible, and like owners of these cars like are willing to pay for stuff like that.
You know? Yeah,
that's neat.
You think this is in response to like Alibaba and Temu making AE86 chassis or like RB26 knockoff engines? This is a way for them to like original.
Do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe. We might as well do it. If there's a market, we might as well.
Yeah. I think, yeah you might be onto something with that.
Because I think the people who want like matching serial numbers on everything, like original everything, that's a different crowd than someone who would buy
absolutely
a Temu chassis.
Yeah. And the good news doesn't stop there, guys. Honda has plans to expand this parts and restoration program for even more discontinued models in the future. However, no official announcements had been made on which cars will be included, but other iconic Hondas like the Integra Type R and S2000 are very likely to be included.
You know, I wouldn't mind if they started making like fifth gen Prelude stuff. Maybe that might get my tabs all
opened up.
Opened up.
Do you have a secret car we don't know about?
No, I was looking at Preludes for a long time.
The long nose one?
Yeah, those are cool. Sick.
Those are
they're
cool.
So
pop
sick.
Up or not?
No pop up.
No pop up, yeah.
Oh, I saw three S2000s, a 350Z, and an NSX, all like just at some random stoplight.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Rolling together.
And one of the S2000s was like black, like had like black accents on a mostly white with then like some bright orange too. I was like, that's pretty good.
Huh.
And it, my kid was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like you could, the group of cars was enough that it was like, oh, there's something there. Even though my kid doesn't know what an S2000 or an NSX is. He was like,
nice.
I get it. Those are race cars?
Yeah. Those are cool. The NSX isn't the only car getting a second life. A car once thought lost to flood damage is chasing a speed record. YouTuber Freddy Hernandez, better known as Tavarish, bought a McLaren P1 that was flooded when Hurricane Ian hit Florida for $500,000 over 2.5 years ago. The first video that dropped in March of 2023 detailed just how much damage the car had suffered. Half the car was totally submerged in the water, and the upholstery, electronics, and engine were totally ruined. Tavares isn't just trying to restore the car, though. He's set the goal of turning the once-ruined hypercar into the fastest McLaren in the world, and he's teamed up with P1 designer Frank Stevenson to do it. The goal is to hit over 260 miles per hour.
Wow.
I know. Mm. To break the current 250-mile-an-hour record held by the Speedtail, the stock 3.8-liter twin-turbo V8 and hybrid system has been replaced with a modified 4-liter twin-turbo V8 that can rev to 100 RPM and makes 1,400 horsepower on race gas, basically double stock horsepower.
I think that'll do it.
On the outside of the car, plans include exposed carbon body panels, active front aero, and a rear wing with DRS and the ability to raise and lower itself by a foot.
This is sick. I love like resurrecting flood damaged cars. I think it's a really cool subsect of YouTube. Yep. And he's done good work in the past. I think
it
is possible.
A little bit. You're making a different car, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Like, it's a little. Is this a McLaren?
Well, he's just boring. It sounds like they bored out the engine to be like.
I think it's a different motor.
No, it's a different
fully different one? Okay.
Yeah, no, this thing's a really cool build. I think it was out at SEMA this year. In Tavares's most recent video, his team tackled one of the most difficult tasks yet, the wiring. The P1 has, quote, hundreds of computer modules and sensors, and the process was made even more complicated given the modifications that are planned or have already been made. And as a result, Tavares's team had to make their own wiring harness that worked with the factory computers and the original key.
It always boggles my mind, people who are good at that with wiring.
Yeah,
wire and we're going to make a Toyota engine talk to your Honda computer.
Yeah.
And it just, what?
Even Aaron Parker, when he does his harnesses, it looks like I would never be able to wrap my mind around it.
It's a lot of work. So the hardest parts of the restoration are coming to a close, and a tentative finish date has been set for November 4th this year.
Oh, that's very close to SEMA, huh? I wonder if they're going to be at SEMA.
Yeah, this build's pretty sweet. Another sweet McLaren build is Mad Mike Wadette's McLaren GT3 drift car that they put a big old rotary into.
Oh, nice.
Thing's so sick. Land Rover has announced a new competition for owners who want to put their vehicles to the ultimate test. It's called the Defender Trophy, and it's basically an off-roading challenge designed for defenders and their drivers. It works a little something like this. There are three competition categories. You got driving, ingenuity, and physical, which will feature things like driving ability, navigational skills, and a hernia check on that physical. No, it's innovation and traversing challenging terrain.
It sounds like the Camel Trophy, right? Mm-hmm. Remember we did a pass gas on the Camel Trophy a long time ago?
Yes, yes, yes.
But that was insane. Like even doing that nowadays, like when they would drive through the Amazon or drive through the Sahara, they do have a history of doing this kind of challenge mm-hmm. with their mm-hmm. cars. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that they're getting back to that because there's been a lot of changes, you know, in the 35 years that they have not done it. So I'm wondering how capable these new Land Rovers are.
Well, I think it's also a response to maybe some other manufacturers kind of like challenging Land Rover's cred when it comes to off-roading. Because with the new Discovery, or is it Discovery or
Defender?
Defender, the new Defender. I mean,
the big Bebop rock steady looking mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. I mean, I just see a lot of them cruising around Santa Monica, you know, not doing a lot of off-roading.
No, I'm not doing that urban off-roading.
They're doing some urban overlanding. So I don't know. I think they want to take back that crown. As opposed to like the Land Cruiser.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, or even Jeep and Bronco.
I mean, Honda. Honda's trying to boost their, off-road stuff.
Yeah. Justin really likes that Passport.
He does.
Yeah.
What is wrong with it?
So these will first be regional competitions, and the winners of those will participate in a final competition together in Africa to win the Defender Cup.
Well, Land Rover people, if you hear Nolan right now, get him in with Defender. He wants to go to Africa.
Yeah, dude. Actually,
It is a funny take though. The name of it's the Defender Cup, and it's Land Rover defending their Defender.
Mm-hmm.
It's word.
Yeah,
wordplay.
are some press photos, and there's like a car traversing some really deep water with like a snorkel in it. I just think like. Back then, in the Camel Trophy days, like they were still pretty utilitarian.
Mm-hmm.
Defenders now are very expensive vehicles mm-hmm. with really nice interior. Would you want to like go through a swamp with butter leather and like a huge LED screen?
I think this
Land Rover's always, even the element of Land Rover that you're talking about, I think they've always been tied to this British idea of a sophisticated gentleman explorer,
yes.
You know, where it's, I get to do like these things because I have the money to do it.
Yeah.
And they've always kind of ridden that. So as the standard of what an interior looks like has risen, so has theirs. But sure. I think they've always been at that level of who's going to buy it is always that same dude in their mind.
I think there are a couple different types of Land Rover buyers, obviously. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you might have some buyers who will never take their Land Rover, their Defender off road. Mm-hmm. And they're not the ones that'll be entering this. I think it is like,
but it's not, we're talking about your dad, Joe, who's going to take these things overland.
Oh my God. He's not taking my Defender though.
Right.
Not going to borrow my Defender
not
for
anymore,
these.
Not anymore, Dad.
Yeah.
Doing all these mods.
Messed up, Jim. Messed up.
Oh, I forgot you saw him.
I did.
Yeah.
He talked to me about disc golf for like 20 minutes, which was nice. It was fun. It's great.
He had so much to talk to my friends about.
I think he had a topic for everybody lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He apparently gave Christina advice on where to stay in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And they took his advice and had a great time.
Yep.
So my dad gets around.
Sure does.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now back to the show.
Right. Just a quick one last thing that I saw before I was going into the office. Apparently, BMW is going to start using flaxseed instead of carbon fiber.
Really?
Yeah. They're slowly starting to replace parts that were carbon fiber with like a carbon fiber-esque material made out of
flaxseed. Like an organic resin.
Yeah.
And fiber.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My mom loves flaxseed. She has a bag of it in
Janice,
she's got a bag of it in the fridge. They sprinkle it on their cereal every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be, I guess, car-like.
Making an autoclave.
Yeah. I think people get tripped out about like organic materials used in manufacturing because it's like, oh, how's it going to be in 20, 30 years, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the people in the comments were like, first wiring made out of corn,
yeah,
and now, you know, rats are going to be eating your hood.
Yeah. I mean,
I think if it's covered in resin, like, do you think a rat is really going to want to try to get...
If it's desperate enough, I think so. Rats got nothing else to do. They get home, and they just start chewing.
Just like Garzilla. Rats get home,
that's how they get their cortisol levels
rats
down.
Gotta
they start chewing
rats gotta
stuff.
Eat.
Rats get home.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to end on, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that the show? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, shit.
We're having so...
Oh, no. We got one more.
Yeah. I think so. I think there's two. God, it feels like forever. This is worse than when I get home from work.
I don't know. It's like, obviously... Look, I've been in a state or so. Or a state. I've been in a state. Okay? I'm sorry. And I think it's affected me here at the workplace. I'm looking at all my coworkers. But I know exercise is probably the answer to this.
Oh, you don't exercise?
Not really, no.
Oh, man. You should come play baseball with me.
Any other options?
Yeah. I think I'm busy that day. I don't know. Like, when I was younger, I used to be like really into weightlifting when I was like 20 and would go to the gym every day. Got super strong. I was just like, how do people not go to the gym every day?
Yeah.
You know, like you'd see online people, you'd be like the sentiment of like, oh, I'm too tired after we go to work at the gym. I was like, you're just making excuses. Now, this is karma right now. Cause now I'm like, oh, no, I am that guy.
Yeah. No, it's, you got to get in there, man.
Yeah.
When your body says don't, you got to be like, sorry, tough shit, buddy. I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
I had the thought the other day, it was so many people do things that don't do anything for them, you know, where it's just like, oh, I'll go do the elliptical. First of all, anything's better than nothing. So hats off to them for showing up.
Elliptical doesn't do anything.
But some, I mean, it depends how you do it. But
Bart, you,
I was a personal trainer, certified personal trainer.
Yeah, so you know, you're speaking from a place of authority.
But I do, when I go to the gym, there are definitely days where I'm like, God damn it. I just wish I didn't know that worthless bullshit's worthless bullshit.
Yeah.
Because then I could do it.
Yeah.
And feel good about going to the gym.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I do have that kind of thought process sometimes. It's good to beat the shit out of yourself sometimes. It helps you feel good in the rest of your day.
You sleep better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been sleeping very well either.
Oh, dude, go.
Melatonin. Exercise. Take some melatonin. Knock you right out.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll take that.
All right, guys.
Yes.
I have a personal question for you
guys.
Please. Okay.
If you were to design the Defender games, what kind of obstacles would you do?
Well, first I'd hire Mr. Beast.
Yeah. For an elimination challenge. You would just write it off to him.
Yeah, just
you would
like,
contract it out.
Wild, buddy.
Outsource like the abuse to him of the contestants.
I think you need deep loose sand.
Yeah.
Right.
Sand is good. Okay.
Loose sand.
Loose
a little
sand.
Rocky trail.
Rocky trail.
No, big rocky trail.
Oh, big
like
rocky
big
trail.
Big rocks.
Mm.
Oh, do you guys remember it was the Kia? They set up at SEMA.
Oh.
Kia set up. They had their overland. What is the name of the one? It was brand new.
Yeah, it was the
2018 or something.
Telluride.
So they were like, yes, we're gonna set up interactive experience for people. And so they took a bunch of like just chopped wood and made this big pile for it to climb over.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting stuck.
Oh God.
And so it was because the wood would fly out.
Yeah.
And it would get
like little like cavities.
Yeah. So maybe chopped wood
chopped wood
would be something I would
chopped
not,
wood
I
would be, yeah.
when we were in Baja, there's a section of the course that I got to drive that was like a really rocky beach. Mm-hmm. You were driving essentially in a giant pile of rocks, and you could like feel when you're, it was really weird sensation because you would hear your engine, but you'd also hear all the rocks like shifting beneath you, and the car would also be like shifting.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was super cool, but I would have that big rocky pile, shifting rocky pile. And you have to navigate a messy divorce.
Oh, wow. Yeesh.
Yeah, that's a navigation challenge. All right. That's right. You have to bring up. Yeah, you have to bring up the fact that the laundry was left in the washing machine too long. So it got that little stink on it.
Yeah.
But you also, without saying, you know, you have to be clear that you still appreciate the fact that they did the laundry. You know,
actually, that's tough to navigate. You didn't do the laundry at all.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Look.
Yeah. Is that a sign? I gotta be better about the laundry, I think.
Oh, you leave it in there?
No, I haven't left it in there. But
I don't do laundry. That's woman's work.
No, there's a big basket of laundry in my room that I need to put away.
I don't always have time to fold the laundry, but when I do, I still don't fold the laundry.
Maybe that's what I could do when I get home today, I guess.
If you keep wearing innovative outfits like this because you're not doing laundry, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, these are all clean. And I was like, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I haven't worn that forever, but they're clean.
I've only ever worn this shirt like out doing stuff. It's one of my
like
party,
a night out.
Like a night. It's a party shirt. Yeah. I was like, let me recontextualize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Thanks.
Keep it up, man.
Last week, Ford issued a stop sale order for all Mach-Es sitting on dealer lots and a recall for nearly every single Mach-E on the road.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a huge deal, dude. Why? Well, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, confirmed an issue with the car that results in passengers being unable to get out if the 12-volt battery is discharged too much. The drive notes that the vehicle, quote, features mechanical door releases inside the car, but once outside the car, getting back in becomes an issue. Should a child or animal be left in the rear seat, it would become an instant issue to enter the vehicle and retrieve the child or animal.
That's not a huge issue. All you do is dangle a hot dog in front of where the handle is inside the door.
So you got to keep a hot dog on your person at all times.
Oh, like you don't.
Not today.
Tell us you don't carry a hot dog on your person without telling us.
I forgot my hot dog today, I guess.
It was a long drive. I ate it on the way to work.
That is a big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the 12-volt battery gets too low, though.
So they're recalling, it's probably going to be like a dealer fix.
Yeah.
Are they going to add a little, maybe like analog?
I don't know.
Device to let it open.
If you can't, because you can't get in, you wouldn't be able to get in to get to the 12-volt. You know what I mean? Like it's a circle of pain.
Yeah. Circle of pain. That's unfortunate. I hope nobody was like hurt by this.
It is a good question. How did it come to NHTSA's attention?
Yeah,
that would be scary too. If you were like, I can't get my kid out of
the bus
car.
That window open.
Yep.
And you have
straight
to
up busting that window open.
Bust that window open.
Pop, pop.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You guys would probably break your windows open for your children, right?
Yeah. I could probably. I don't know. It's like $130. No, I'd probably just. What I would do is dangle a hot dog in front of the door until my kid figured out how to open the door.
Well, I realized too, though, there was one time in the car, the kids will get to an age and they're kind of like, oh, I can reach that door. I can reach the door. And they'll kind of like,
yeah.
So I had to put on the cop car. It has no, you're not getting out of the backseat anyway,
right?
From the inside. But on the other car too, we're like, we're turning the child locks on. Cause if you forget to lock the car door, it just pops, door pops open.
Yeah.
You're screwed. Because they can't get out. There was one time I was like, oh, crap. Like, what if I accidentally lock the keys in the car and they're in the car?
Mm.
So we've been doing training simulations. Nah, we haven't. but I did have a thought. I'm like, I think I could walk them through getting in the front seat and opening the door.
Yeah.
You know,
like, it's not hard.
Your kid's almost 7, right?
Yeah.
Smart.
That's smart.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our show this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Give us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Let us know how we're doing. Make sure you check out our other podcast, Past Gas. It's our history show. This week, we talked about the Ford Probe.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It was almost, if you didn't know this story already, they designed the next generation Mustang back in the 80s to be a front wheel drive Japanese designed car with help from Mazda. And all the purists were like, hell no. So yep. They called, they wrote their congresspeople.
Yep.
They planned a boycott. And then Ford was like, yeesh, we should probably just put call a 5 liter Mach-E. In. Yeah,
and then they made the S195 after that. But dude, the Ford Probe, like we were looking at a lot of pictures during that episode. It's pretty sweet.
I really like the Ford Probe. Yeah. And there's what someone told me in the comments today is that the Cougar was designed to be the third gen Probe.
Really?
Yeah, but then they were like, we can't call it the
we're
Probe.
We're not calling it this anymore.
Yeah.
That Cougar was pretty sick, though.
Hot moms. Okay. Follow us at Donut Podcast on social media. And Bids Bardo, Joe G. Weber, Nolan J. Sykes, if you'd like to. Thanks to the team. We got Mark, Audrey, and Edgar behind the camera there. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.